We are experiencing a bit of a weather breather across our area today. However, this very active weather pattern will continue as we will track another round of significant rain into our area during the day tomorrow into tomorrow night. A secondary cold front will bring some scattered showers and storms on Friday. And the best news really is that the weekend at this point is looking to start off very nicely on Saturday. So the sun will shine again, but before we get there, we have some more unsettled weather to go. For now, things are relatively quiet across our area. We are on the backside of low pressure, which is spinning out over the Canadian Maritimes. It has been a gusty day, with winds gusting at times up to around 30 miles per hour. And the clouds have been fairly dominant, kind of billowing up as the day has moved along. The clouds have produced a couple of spotty showers, but for most of us, it's been just mainly cloudy with some glimpses of sun from time to time. As we work through the evening hours, the clouds will tend to melt away a little bit, so we'll see a little period of clear sky during this evening, and then we'll see some clouds come in later at night. There will be some areas of fog that may be locally dense as temperatures fall back into the 50s. Tomorrow looks to be a busy day again across our area. Right now, low pressure is approaching the Chicago area. That low will track south of us later tomorrow into tomorrow night and will spread a swath of rainfall into our area as we go through the day tomorrow. Some of that rain is going to be heavy. It looks like the heaviest rain will fall along and south of I-90, where we may see 1 to as much as 4 inches of rainfall. Of course, we've had a lot of rain in the last week, so the ground is very saturated. So flooding concerns are warranted, and the Weather Service has posted a flood watch for that area through early on Saturday. So we'll have to watch for river flooding and also some roadway and basement flooding as this storm rolls on through. Again, on Friday, we'll see a scattered shower or storm around as a secondary frontal system pushes through. And by Saturday, we are looking ahead to a bright start to the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely, high in the 60s, near 70 along the Canadian border, where the rain will be lighter. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely. Rain will be heavy at times, high in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain heavy at times, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain heavy at times, high in the 60s. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, high in the 60s to around 70, and on Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.